Hyundai is now the official car of the NFL, and three big reasons why are the Sonata, Elantra, and Santa Fe Sport. The 2015 Sonata was named an Edmunds.com top-rated vehicle and offers class-exclusive amenities like an available hands-free smart trunk and advanced safety features like lane departure warning. Not to be outdone, the Elantra is the compact that's packed with an available 7-inch touchscreen nav, rear-view camera, and remote start right from your phone. And the Santa Fe Sport? It's been named a 10 best SUV under 25K by Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com 3 years in a row. Want more for your scouting report? All three vehicles received 5-star overall safety ratings from the NHTSA. And every Hyundai is backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Lease the 2016 Elantra for $141 a month for 36 months with $2,841 due at signing. Or get 0% APR for 6 years. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Hey, delinquents. Valentine's Day is Sunday. Are you looking for a gift that's sensual and useful? Well, then check out the Hoodie Footy from Pajamagram. Hoodie Footy pajamas combine the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Each Hoodie Footy has a full zip front and removable feet, giving your Valentine head-to-toe warmth, even on the coldest nights. New this Valentine's Day is the Mink Hoodie Footy, made of rich chocolate marshmallow fleece that looks and feels just like mink. These PJs will make her feel like she's wrapped in a sweet, soft luxury. Delivery is guaranteed by Valentine's Day, but you have to do it now. Now! Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Give the gift of warmth and love this Valentine's Day, Sunday, with a Hoodie Footy only from Pajamagram. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them Brenda McCaffrey sent you.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th, U.S. only.
Fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipek. The NBA All-Star break is upon us, and it could not be coming at a better time for the Bulls. Chicago lost to the Atlanta Hawks last night at the United Center, 113-90. It was the fourth straight loss for the Bulls and their 13th loss in their last 18 games. Forward Taj Gibson maintains that the team has not quit.
I don't think it's quit. I just think at times we have a little doubt. You know what I'm saying? That's where the talking and leadership. We've been out there. We're talking a lot, but I can't seem to put a finger on it. It's frustrating. I'm trying to tell guys we got to get back to playing for each other. Just gotta just go out there and just play. Leave your heart out there. Just go lay it on the line. We got more than enough to win games.
Bulls off until next Thursday, when they'll visit LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Blackhawks will occupy the United Center tonight, welcoming in the Dallas Stars. Puck drops at 7:30. Patrick Sharp and Johnny Oduya will be back in town with Dallas, but the Hawks will be without Artemi Panarin. He is still out with an illness. The Blackhawks will travel to the White House next Thursday to visit President Obama and celebrate last season's Stanley Cup victory. In about 1 hour, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman will announce that next year's NHL draft will take place here in Chicago. It will be the first time in the draft's history that the event will take place in Chicago. Bengals linebacker Vontaze Burfict has had his 3-game suspension upheld today after meeting with Commissioner Roger Goodell. Burfict was given the suspension after last month's wild card game versus Pittsburgh, in which Burfict hit Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown in the helmet, giving Brown a concussion. Scoreboard update was brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. Also, check out the Chicago Auto Show with The Score. Catch Matt Spiegel and Barry Rosner broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner on Tuesday. Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by All Day Breakfast at McDonald's.
Boars at Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the Killer Bees.
Afternoons on The Score.
The Atlanta Hawks get a road victory here at the United Center tonight.
It's a team we got to find ourselves. I challenged them to whatever they got to do over the break. Look themselves in the mirror. Find a way to get committed to this thing.
You can say communication again. You can say effort. You can say a lot of things.
It's very frustrating because we have more than enough to win. We used to win games with less than this. I think it's our mental. It's extremely frustrating and it hurts my heart.
Boars at Bernstein, Chicago's longest running sports talk show.
Mark Schanowski.
I think we're going to see big changes this summer. You know, I think that they would probably like to get started on some of that at the deadline, but the problem is they have very little to trade that's going to bring back reasonable value in return. They see what's going on the court. They realize they lack athleticism. Some of the pieces don't fit very well together. And the biggest issue right now is team chemistry. The front office is aware of it. The front office is aware of the pieces that aren't fitting as well as they're supposed to. And they also understand the fact that some of the younger guys who were drafted in the first round haven't developed as quickly as they had hoped and as the coaching staff had hoped. So there's a lot of work to be done. They'll roll up their sleeves in the offseason and then see what changes they can make to get a better roster for next year.
Boars and Bernstein, they deal in negativity. I call them trash dealers. Dan Bernstein.
Tom and Jerry sucks.
Chris Runge.
That's too bad.
That's not right. Boars and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Trying to make some sense of the Bulls at the moment on the Boars and Bernstein show with Ranji in for Terry Boars today. What did you tweet that he had all his entrails removed?
Didn't he?
I've just been making up different things.
He's
going
to come back with a bag. Wearing a bag.
He's hosting next to one. So.
Well, he has been.
Right.
Maybe that's why he's in the hospital. Maybe that's why his entrails are being... Maybe somehow you've infected him.
It didn't take long, but we finally have the Fire Somebody column written regarding the Chicago Bulls. And David Haw has posted this, ChicagoTribune.com. And let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 graphs in is the lead. The sleepy Bulls must respond by trading somebody. Fire somebody. Do something in the name of accountability. Change for the sake of change before the status quo swallows what's left of a lost season. Somebody in charge needs to step forward, claim responsibility for a Bulls team that lacks purpose and passion, and start salvaging some respect. Somebody needs to explain how the same Bulls players who had more than enough to win under any circumstance in previous years suddenly have come up empty at every turn this season. This crisis requires more than just the kind of cold statement Bulls chairman Jerry Reinsdorf issued when firing Thibodeau. Ideally, one of the Reinsdorfs, Jerry or son Michael, the team president, would state whether they still have faith in the executive tandem of Vice President John Paxson and General Manager Gar Forman, on whom this burden falls heaviest. Here's the thing. If you know Jerry, and if you have observed his teams closely over many years, as I have, the last reason he fires anyone is for the sake of
doing something,
cosmetic purposes. He doesn't do that. He doesn't fire people to appease fans. I don't know personally how Michael Reinsdorf operates, and he's your primary driver from the Reinsdorf side of what's going on with the Bulls. I don't know if he feels as his father does when it comes to some of these things about that goes against Reinsdorfian ethic to fire somebody because the fans want a straw man tossed to them. They want a head. They want something. It's just not how he operates.
Well, what does it do? I mean, if you're any organization, doesn't matter what sport, if you make a change for the sake of just making a change, all it really accomplishes is fans being at least happy about it for a short period of time, but that doesn't last very long. You know, you'll be satisfied that, okay, finally something is being done here. But if it's not the right thing, then within a very small period of time, you're going to realize that it's not the right thing, and you're just going to go back to being upset again.
I think it's so true. I think never. It's assuming the fans are stupid, and a smart fan is simply clamoring not for punishment, not for a punitive firing.
Make it better.
Get the team closer to winning a championship. And you just heard, it's a perfectly timed soundbite there from Mark Chinaski with us yesterday. There just isn't much they can do.
No.
When your best player becomes one of your worst players, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. This whole thing, you lucked into Derrick Rose. And then you end up paying the piper when that luck snaps back on you. And maybe you weren't going to win anything with him at the peak of his powers anyway. I never thought you would because he's 6'3" and he's not Steph Curry. You know, that's sort of the one guy who stands that all on its ear. But, man, when your best player becomes more of a liability than an asset, there's nothing you can do. It's going to look bad.
Well, you have to have two superstars.
They may not even have one.
Well, that's the problem. And this isn't like a baseball team where you can tweak a thing here, tweak something else there, and then maybe you catch everything at the right time. You have some guys play above career norms for a season and you win the whole thing. It's not like that. This is the one sport of all of them, I think, that you can have a pretty good idea before the season starts whether or not a team is going to win a title. You know, whether or not they're going to have a good year and whether or not they're good enough to win a championship. And again, the conversation has to stop. And I'm not putting the blame on Rose himself necessarily because there's nothing he can do about being injured. He can't help the fact that all of these little things have happened to him. But that is the reason. That is the largest reason that this team isn't going there this year, and it's not going to go there anytime soon.
You get some temporary satisfaction. Yeah, they fired somebody or they traded somebody, but really, what does that do for you? I do think in the current climate, I would not be surprised if Gar Forman is elsewhere before next season, just because of what I understand to be some growing tension and the fact that if the Hoiberg thing is already got people thinking, what did we do here? And he gets a longer leash than this, clearly, because otherwise it's simply not fair. But boy, you see Steve Rosenblum already today calling him Fred Del Negro and Alpo Hoiberg.
Well, see, Rosie doesn't waste any time.
Right. He's got to, he invoked Alpo Suhonen. That's unbelievably painful.
I love Rosie.
Yeah.
Dan, firing somebody just for the sake of doing that, you know, it's almost like, it's almost like the death penalty. Family members of victims and the person that probably did it or did do it is put to death. There might be this immediate satisfaction that, okay, that's over, but it doesn't make the situation better. Right. You know, you've still lost your family member. So it's not like you're never really going to find true peace. I know it's not exactly the same thing, but it's similar like that. It's a satisfaction that I believe is temporary. And what I want them to do is fix it. But this is probably a several year process. This isn't something that's going to happen overnight. They're not even in one offseason going to be able to make this team a championship team.
Yeah. What bothers some people is you could have seen some of this coming. If you keep hoping against hope for the best possible outcome, for the best possible scenario where too many good things have to happen. You keep seeing something, hopefully, when you hear the stuff that the Atlanta Hawks are talking about, they know they're not a champion. They know they're a really good team with a really good coach, but they're thinking of breaking this thing up and trying it again. And see, that's why when somebody like DeMarcus Cousins, there might have been a time you could strike something. They might have, and I don't know the inner workings of whatever trade talks occurred, but there might have been a time where you could have really radically altered this. You could have done something. You could have understood what you really are. And I guess that bothers me a little bit about the White Sox, too. When the White Sox continue to, you know, they say it's admirable to go for it. But you know what? Don Quixote always went for it, too. And the windmills weren't real. He was going for it. He was trying. He was jousting. He was going. I mean, I should say that his foes weren't real. They were actually windmills. But he was, what he thought he was attacking wasn't ever real. He was never going to defeat that man across from him.
See,
he didn't exist.
I look at baseball a little bit differently. I think that you can. It may not be it may not be the best way to go about it, but you can kind of patchwork a team together.
Yeah, and there's more randomness when you get to the playoffs.
Right.
It's not as decided as it's not as obvious as basketball is when.
Oh no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, baseball lies, basketball doesn't.
Right. It really does. Because you can hardly predict for most players what they're going to do. I know they always players and coaches like to say back of the baseball card kind of thing, but there are just some years that are going to be outliers. Mm-hmm. And you might have positive outliers for three or four different guys who play well above what they're typically capable of doing.
It's a matter of how you bet on it, though. It's a matter, and the reason why the White Sox didn't make deadline deals last year, they had them if they wanted to make them. But ultimately, when the owner says, tell me the odds, and somebody can go to the owner and say, look, here's the deals we could make if we want to say we're out of it. But there's about, based on metrics and everything else, there's about a 20% chance we're in it. And if the owner says, go for the 20% chance, there's nothing anybody else can do.
Right.
That's his call. It's his toy. He can do it. And I'm pretty sure that's what happened at the White Sox trade deadline last year, that they knew. It's not that they didn't know.
Well,
it's not that they were exploring opportunities.
Well, right, unless they were willing to let go of Sale or Quintana, which I don't really think they want to. And obviously, clearly they don't want
because they've gone into
the season.
There was another pitcher they had deals in place for, however.
For Samardzija?
Uh-huh. They did their work. The deals were there. But if somebody doesn't, if somebody still wants to not do that.
See, my understanding was there was interest in him, but it was almost like, you know, we'll take him, but we're not giving you much for him.
There were still opportunities to push reset on that.
And so they felt like, well, we'll just take the draft pick at the end of the year.
That's part of the calculation also. In Palos Hills, it's John. He's on the Score.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Just wanted to point something out. I don't think it's a sacrificial firing or whatever you want to call it for doing something with the Bulls. I think Garpax and the fan base, I think we just lost faith in their ability to rebuild the team. I myself was okay with the Tom Thibodeau firing because I knew he was working his players hard and he wanted to win every single game. But now I'm looking this year, I'd rather try to win every single game, and we're still getting injured probably more than we were last year, and that was blamed on Thibodeau for trying to push his players too hard. And look at the position we're in now. We're always saying this guy's not playing today. This guy's not. Our injury report's worse than the Bears' injury report.
Well, I don't know that. Does that necessarily mean that the guys that were getting hurt last year still were getting hurt because of how much he was playing? I think that this is.
These injuries weren't a function of minutes.
Right. It could be a completely. I understand what he's saying. What he's getting at is, see, we thought that if you backed up everybody's minutes or backed off everybody's minutes, that this would be a healthier team. I understand that. I think there's still a lot of truth to that. But these are sort of, you're right, this is not really caused by guys playing too many minutes. And it's not as if, I don't think there's anything you could do about it.
The question I would be asking, if you really want action, if you want to find things out, and you that if I were Michael Reinsdorf in this case, the question I'd be asking those immediately below me is, how did we come to be so certain that Fred Hoiberg was the guy and that he merited 5 years and $25 million? How did you know for certain? The level of trust, and I know that he and Gar are very tight, but to say that, you know, and did we look around? Did we make the right business decision in deciding that quickly? Without having other people in, without making sure, without maybe being open-minded. And I know you can love a guy, and you can have a first choice, but sometimes somebody sits in front of you and say, you know what, not this time, Fred, I love you, but you know, I don't know when the deal got done, I don't know when it was decided, but if as an owner and as a fan, I'd like to know, how does it happen that we make a hire essentially sight unseen and take your word for it that this is absolutely without question the right guy? Why didn't we widen the net a little bit?
Well, it kind of sounds like that's what they wanted to do all along.
Well, it was.
You know, before they even made the decision to fire the guy before him.
But why not still?
You're right. I mean, it's a fair question.
Even if he's your first choice, and even if you're leaning in that direction, I think you've got a responsibility to be open-minded and to try to find the best and the brightest and at least hear from some other people about what their plan is. Spend time, listen. And if nothing else, you get the opportunity to pick people's brains.
Do we know they didn't do that? Do we know that there wasn't a good, hard vetting process of others?
I don't think there was even a cosmetic search. I don't think there was even, they didn't even pretend. But this was in the works. And that's the one thing that bothers me, that I would need to see more rationale for what did you see? I know the roster's bad. I know everybody's hurt. But he's been drastically outcoached, lineup-wise, X and O-wise. And when you have your nominal superstar emasculate you in your first season, I don't know that you can build that back. But that's what I'd want to know. It's like, why were you so sure?
Can you build it back next season?
I don't know if you can ask that, and I don't know.
Can you reset button on this?
You'd need some players with enough leadership gravity to set an example with that kind of buy-in.
And they don't have that.
And you've got too weird a team already. Because Jimmy's already, whatever, I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to tell you to coach harder, and then you're going to try, and I'm going to say no. And Derek's on his own planet, and nobody knows what he's talking about anytime he says anything anyway. And he does whatever he wants. He's got his people. He's on this team, but he's not of this team. He's his own bubble. The observers call it the Derrick Rose bubble.
I would think Noah's the guy that could do that, but yeah, Noah's not
gone.
On board.
He's gone.
He's gone, and he's not on board anyway.
He's a ghost. Pow's a ghost. I don't know what happens. The Boers and Bernstein Show. You have the score.
Moe and Hanley here. Right now, you are listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Moe and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Peyton Manning to L.A. hype is not going away. In fact, now the de facto mayor of Los Angeles is in full recruiting mode. Mayor Magic Johnson went on Jimmy Fallon with Peyton Manning last night, and Irv said that he tried to talk him into choosing the L.A. Rams over retirement. Irv said, quote, "I said, man, if you can play again, come to the Rams. I was working on him backstage. I will even chip in some money," end quote. Yeah, that last word, money, that's key. I guarantee that at least got Peyton's attention. But he said it himself, quote, "if you can play again." Irv, did you watch any football this season? Sure, he can sort of play. Like, you could still sort of run the point for the LA Lakers. Just because you could doesn't make it a good idea. In fact, this is a really bad idea. Cease and desist, Irv, and stop trying to bring Peyton to LA. I'm Jim Rome.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
BlessConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Valentine's Day is this Sunday, so this year give your Valentine a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and lasts forever. Send a Bear Graham from Vermont teddy bear. Bear Graham gifts include a classically designed teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, a personalized card, and a gift box. Ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly, you can send a Bear Graham to inspire smiles, make memories, or break the ice. Check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at vermontsteddybear.com. Feel undying love for her? We'll get the best-selling zombie bear. Are you drunk with love? The new Beer My Valentine bear says it better than words. You can also feed her heart with the new Pizza My Heart bear. Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say, "I love you," in a personal, heartfelt way. All 15-inch bears are handmade in Vermont and guaranteed for life. Remember, Valentine's Day is Sunday. That's this Sunday. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them the score.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's. where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th. U.S. only.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Duck feet, only 69 cents. Yak milk treats, only $5.99. Save $2 on all frozen and all freeze-dried dog and cat food. Can you guess where this comes from? Of course it's from Scott, who dreamed this sale up as part of Oak Park Natural Pets' month-long Groundhog's Day celebration. Why duck feet? Well, dogs love them. Plus, they're great for their hips and joints. Why feed raw frozen dog food? Because it's never been heated. So all the amino acids and enzymes are still intact. Never fear if you're looking for an aquarium to house your African cichlids. Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish has got you covered. Whether it's a 10-gallon LED kit or a 110-gallon cherry combo, no worries. They're all on sale. So what better way to celebrate Groundhog's Day month? That's Oak Park Natural Pet on Harlem, just north of Madison. Oak Park Natural Pet, where you always find more fish.
Hi, I just need an oil change and a checkup.
This is Ford Service. We're the specialist. Our oil change comes with a tire rotation and more.
Click this ad and get the works at your Ford dealer for $39.95 or less with a $10 rebate by mail, making it just $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by prepaid debit card. See your participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 3/31/16.
When your Ford needs service, you need the specialist.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Some of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome.
Tiki.
Doug Gottlieb Show rolls on.
On the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
I believe we still have a good chance to do well. We've proven that we can beat the best teams in the league, pretty much. But right now, again, we are going through a difficult stretch. But hopefully that will make us stronger, and that'll make us appreciate what it takes to win games and be at the top.
My memory is somewhat hazy on the myth, the parable of Pandora's box. like Cracky. But I believe all that was left once she unleashed the evils of the world, all that was left at the bottom was hope. So that's probably Pow's box, that he's just looking in the bottom, and there it is. He still has hope.
I mean, does he, though?
No. He has hope.
I mean, he knows.
He's leaving.
Yes, that's pretty much
he's
it,
got
right?
hope because he's not going to be here. He just can't say it. He said his hope is called opt out.
I think it's curious when we heard from Gibson during the last segment and saying that, we know, we've won with less talent before. I wonder if does he really believe that this team is more talented than what they've had in the past? Or is that just something he says or is trying to tell himself because he wants to believe that?
I don't know.
I mean, I think they have to know. But if you're a player, the thing that you're supposed to do is you're supposed to believe that you can beat everybody. But I'd have a difficult time thinking that your coach, your head coach, is going to make you believe that you can beat everybody if you can't. And maybe that's what they're looking for. I don't know. If for the entire season, it's been, we need to be coached harder. So it sounds like they're not getting enough direction, or they don't believe they're getting enough direction, but I'm not sure.
No, they're getting, those are phantom Thibodeau pains.
Yes, I think
that's
right.
What those are. Those are just, they can't quite remove themselves from Thibodeau world enough to be ready for the laissez-faire approach of Fred.
Well, here's the thing. They all individually have to, because there aren't many coaches like him. You know, they're going to have to learn to be able to do things without being constantly berated.
And I don't think that retaining Tom Thibodeau was the answer. And let's make that very clear. That a lot of this, well, we got rid of Thibodeau to hire this guy. Well, not really. You got rid of Thibodeau to get rid of Thibodeau because they didn't want him to coach the team anymore. They didn't want him around anymore. This wouldn't be a champion with Thibodeau here either. There were a lot of nights like this last year when they let go of the rope against bad teams. There were plenty. There were plenty of bad nights when motivated, lesser talented players beat their ass.
It wasn't just the injury stuff either. Correct. It wasn't just the minutes.
Correct.
Either.
We started seeing it. And then we saw it in the playoffs, the tension between Rose and Butler and the difficulty that they had coexisting, and the Bulls quit in a playoff game. That was under Thibodeau. He was still here when that happened. So we can go back and say, well, if only they had Tom Thibodeau here. They're not a champion with him here now.
Scoreboard update.
In the Score Update studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Blackhawks at home tonight to take on Patrick Sharp and the Dallas Stars. Puck drops at 7:30 at the United Center. Hawks rookie Artemi Panarin out again tonight with an illness. Hawks currently lead the Western Conference with 76 points, but Dallas is just 3 points behind. Also in hockey, Chicago is slated to hold the 2017 NHL Draft. Commissioner Gary Bettman is expected to make it official with a press conference in about a half an hour. This will be the first time Chicago has hosted the draft in its 53-year history. The Bulls were thrashed at home last night by the Atlanta Hawks 113-90. The Bulls now limp into the All-Star break, having lost 4 games in a row and 13 of their last 18. Chicago currently sits 7th in the Eastern Conference with a 27-25 record. They'll be back in action a week from tonight in Cleveland. Bengals linebacker Vontaze Burfict had his 3-game suspension upheld today. Burfict was given the suspension after last month's wild card game versus Pittsburgh, in which Burfict hit Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown in the helmet, giving Brown a concussion. Finally tonight, MLB Network's John Heyman is reporting that the White Sox are amongst teams checking in on free agent shortstop Ian Desmond. Desmond hit .233 with 19 home runs last year for the Washington Nationals. Check out Chicago Auto Show with The Score. Catch Matt Spiegel and Barry Rosner broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner on Tuesday. The phone is ringing in here, and I don't know why. But
isn't it supposed to automatically cut off when you turn your mic on?
No, it's that's like a separate line, and it has nothing to do.
I thought they engineered it so when the mic is on, the ringer turns off.
No. Engineered it? No.
Okay. Wow. Well, okay. hey, guys, check out the Chicago Auto Show with The Score. Catch Matt Spiegel and Barry Rosner broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner on Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Is the NHL draft really worth having a press conference about?
Are we going to carry it, or...
The press conference, it's long over, I think.
I thought it was at 3 o'clock.
Oh, I thought it was 1 o'clock. I don't know. But
Brendan says 3.
It's at 3.
No, we're not.
Nope.
We're not carrying it. Have you ever seen an NHL draft in your life?
No, I've seen replays of whoever the first pick is, and then whoever the Hawks pick or whatever.
How often is that first pick someone you've ever heard of?
Well, I knew about Connor McDavid.
Okay.
Like a week before.
You should know about him now. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Was Jack Eichel the number one pick?
I don't know.
But I didn't.
And I knew about Sidney Crosby.
I love the fact that Quenneville decided to go public with the fact that the league said they got that call wrong.
And it means nothing. But, and they can't do anything about it.
On the day that the commissioner is here, they're going to be standing right next to him, and he's coming to the building and the whole thing. And then he's like, well, the league said that they missed that one. I played a lot of hockey. I've been around a long time. Quad Cities, it's Jay on the score.
Hi, I think the Bulls should just go ahead and dismantle, because no matter what, we already know they can't beat Cleveland no matter what.
But when you say just dismantle, what's the mechanism for that?
Well, I mean, I think we can try and get something for Pau Gasol. Probably can't get much for him.
But he's leaving anyway. So yeah, when you say dismantle, you can't.
Well, I mean, you could start from scratch.
No, you can't. You can't just tell your roster, I renounce all of these players and they're all gone. You can't start from scratch.
Well, you could get a lot of picks. Not this year, probably you're too far ahead, but eventually in the future. And then maybe hope someone could, you could get a free agent. Nobody wants to come here, but maybe someday you could just get lucky.
But what specifically are you talking about here? I mean, you've got Jimmy Butler just signed his deal. Derrick Rose is here next year. I'm not quite sure what your path is. I mean, you're saying you're unhappy with the Bulls and you wish the Bulls were better and had better players, but that's not a real roadmap.
I think the only way to win the NBA title is just get lucky and get great superstars.
Well,
that's pretty much it.
Luck is part of it. So is scouting. So is development. So are critical free agent signings. But, you know, if you're able to draft Steph Curry and you're able to see what you think he's going to be and create whatever that was.
Or even Draymond Green.
I know, you know, Tom Thibodeau liked Draymond Green.
Yeah. But I don't think people thought he was going to be this.
I did not. I had no idea. I knew he was a decent player, and sometimes guys under Tom Izzo are used a certain way, and you've got to be a really good scout to see how they could potentially overachieve. But that was one that was Draymond Green was not one on my list of a guy who was going to blossom into some sort of multifaceted superstar.
That's the thing about the NBA is that kind of thing doesn't really happen that often.
Correct. Usually you know it when you see
it. Right. It's again, we use baseball as a comparison.
That
it's
happens.
Not like, I mean, you have 40th rounders.
Yeah,
all
it was
the
just
time
saying,
it's 20th, that become superstars.
Or you get a pitcher who's turned into an outfielder, a catcher who's turned into a pitcher.
Right.
And sometimes that happens. Or a guy discovers a cutter he never had before. Next thing you know, he's great.
There's a lot of you just don't know. But in the NBA, you usually know.
Southwest Side, Dan is on WSCR.
Hey, Dan, I don't think anybody had Draymond Green on their list except Thibodeau and Ron Adams, who really, they lived with that ribbing in meetings and everything.
Yep.
Those guys were relentless on Pats and informing about that. Those guys really wanted Draymond Green. And we picked Marcus T. That was, so all of us can say, yeah, we didn't know, and we didn't. But the head coach at the time knew it. And that brings me to my point. I think the reason that Fred Hoiberg is here is that the front office didn't have to vet. They were going to bring in a guy and say, you do it the way we want you to do it, Fred. I really believe that was a big part of it. They thought they had a recipe. So I think the front office is so much more culpable. They signed Gasol. I think that's a great signing. But you can't sign Gasol and keep Noah. You can't play 2 5s. You can't do that to any coach, anybody in the NBA. And Noah, when they signed Gasol, they had a chance to trade Noah, who was at his highest value he'll ever be in his NBA career. And we decided to go with two centers. The Ron Adams thing is another thing. They let him go. He went to Golden State. You see what's happened there. Dan, the most important thing, and you said it, and I haven't heard anybody else say this, and this is for every NBA team. If your best player turns into your worst player, I don't care who's coaching.
Nothing you can do.
Good.
No. There's absolutely no way out of that when your bell cow becomes at best just a guy. There's no answers. There's no, you can't just start saying, okay, well, what's the playbook here? This has happened before. Teams have done this. That's a killer.
Yeah, you know, if Curry goes down like that, they can still be a competitive team, but they're not winning the championship. It's, I mean, it really is that simple. It's the, there are, again, I hate to keep going back to baseball, but it makes sense to do this because you can have your best player go down for an extended period of time in baseball and you could still win the whole thing. A lot of teams have done that. A lot of teams have withstood their top starter going down for an entire season and still gone deep in a playoff. You can't do that in this league. And the moment Rose went down, and it's not his fault. I mean, I guess you can make an argument that what happened after the injury and coming back or trying to come back or not coming back, or I don't know if he didn't do the work he was supposed to do when he was making the return from the first injury. There was a lot of controversy about that. I don't blame him for going down. You can't blame a guy for getting hurt. But the moment he did, and the moment he does return and is not the same player,
I do blame a guy for not listening to doctors about how to rehab and when to return. Because he's all in his own head and mixed up and in sort of childlike ways, just listening to wrong people and doesn't really understand. He has to have his own trainers and his own people whispering things to him. I do blame him for that. I do blame him for not coming back when the team said, now this is the next phase of your rehabilitation is to return. He said, no, I don't want to.
You know, and I really think all of the I don't want to be in pain when I'm going to meetings and going to graduations and all of that. I don't know if that comes from him. I think you're right. I think it comes from his advisors. It comes from people around him that say, Derek, you know, you got to think about this. You got to think about your future. You're going to be doing this and that. You're going to be going to graduations and you're going to have meetings with executives about potential endorsements or whatever. You want to be in good shape for all that stuff. I mean, I don't know that he was sitting there actively thinking that on his own. I kind of think that was put in his ear.
He's Chris Ranji in for Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. We'll get some more of your phone calls in just a bit. We have the second half at 3:30. Phil Hirsch is going to join us at 4 o'clock. And at 5...
Who you crapping?
Comes your way on The Score.
The text zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.
Hey guys, Jason here. Don't be that guy who falls short on Valentine's Day. Let's show the women in our lives how much we appreciate them. My lady loves her shoes, and lately she can't stop talking about mjemmy.com. This is a new brand that hand-makes luxury shoes in the very same factories as the other European luxury brands, but sells them online for half the price. Mjemmy has the 100% foolproof Valentine's Day gift. Give her shoes she'll go crazy for, and let her pick out what she wants. They take gift cards to the next level. Guys, go to mgemi.com today and use promo code SCORE at checkout to get 15% off. That's mgemi.com, promo code SCORE.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year with no raise? Then let State Farm agent Sean O'Neill in Chicago on Irving Park Road help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little farther. He'll go through your car insurance to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put $100 extra dollars in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state by calling State Farm agent Sean O'Neill at 773-685-3600 today.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th, U.S. only.
Hi, I just need an oil change and a checkup.
This is Ford Service. We're the specialist. Our oil change comes with a tire rotation and more.
Click this ad and get the works at your Ford dealer for $39.95 or less with a $10 rebate by mail, making it just $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by prepaid debit card. See your participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 3/31/16.
When your Ford needs service, you need the specialist.
Silky smooth caramel and fresh pecans drenched in milk chocolate, ripe luscious berries hand-dipped in thick rich chocolate satisfy her passion with a decadent divine Valentine.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool.
Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see.
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool.
Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. As delicious as I'll twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
From $100 on Mattress Firm's most popular Tempur-Pedic mattresses before the prices go back up. This week only, get up to $300 in Mattress Firm bonus cash when you buy select Tempur-Pedic and Breitling Black Hybrid mattresses. Plus, now through President's Day, sleep happy and pay no interest for 72 months. That's what I said, 72 months.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
Dodge Ram has a lot to celebrate this month. It's their 29th anniversary, the Auto Show 2016 event, and it's Ram Truck Month. If you're looking for a real deal on a new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram, head to Crystal Lake. Buy now, save now at Crystal Lake Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Well, because I've seen what we're capable of. You know, obviously, you know, hopefully we'll get healthy. That's a big start. You know, if we can get healthy, if we can keep competing and band together, we've got a chance because we've proven we can do it.
I think that's a man who had no idea what he was getting into. No clue. And had he known, he might wistfully be thinking of a much, much simpler life back in his hometown of Ames.
Well, it's not like the college game where you are the man. When you're the head coach at a college program, you are the guy. When you are in the NBA, you might have two or three guys ahead of you, and they're on the floor, and you have to try and coach them. It's completely different.
Okay, he went through an awful lot in the offseason with open heart surgery, yep, and simultaneously moving his family to Chicago. And the $5 million notwithstanding, I wouldn't want to be him right now.
Well, how many, if it is true that Bulls players quit on him or if guys aren't buying in, how often do you really see that in college? I think
it manifests itself differently because the coach has so much control.
Right.
If he's getting, he'll just suspend a guy. I mean, he'll just go recruit a kid for next year. Sometimes you cashier a season when things are going badly, but you can swap everybody out if you recruit well enough. There's so many things you can do, and usually these teams, the good recruiters are so deep that you've got, all right, you sit down. Sit down. I don't need you right now. I'll deal with something, you know, somebody else. It's a completely different sport. In Rolling Meadows, it's Robert. He's on the Score.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay.
So, you know what? Let me start by saying I'm a huge Bulls fan. I've been watching them for years and years and years. I played the game. I coached the game. And as much as I'd like to believe what that last caller says about we get all our guys back and everything's going to be fine, I think there's a much more systematic problem here. All you got to do is watch Golden State or the Spurs and see the way they play the game.
Watch Atlanta last night. Watch the way the ball moves. And they know they're not winning a championship. They might blow that thing up. But that coach actually understands how to put people in places to succeed.
Well, you know what? I'd like to believe in them, but I got to tell you, man, I'm a diehard fan, and I'm totally turned.
But why now? I guess the question is, and this gets back to the booing last night, what got you there that couldn't get you there before. This idea of the sort of glass ceiling. And even when everything looked great, and even when they're guarding people, even when they're winning a ton of regular season games, did that make you think they could be a champion? I mean, how recently did you still think they could win a title?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't blame Fred. I think it started last year under Tibbs. It sure seemed like everybody had their own agenda. Like, all right, I'll take these two shots, you take the next three. And it's very one-on-one type ball. Not share the ball. On top of that, I think we have another problem with athletes as general that are signing these huge multi-million-dollar contracts, and it seems like, okay, if they're not in the hunt, they kind of check out.
No, that's no, I won't. No, Robert, that's you're making that up because that's not true.
How about Martellus Bennett?
Martellus Bennett?
Yeah, I think he checked out on the Bears last year. And had Bruce Riz, and they said, okay, you know what, get out of here. After that one game, on the 2-yard line going in for a touchdown, and he barely attempted to block a guy, and they stuffed the play.
Look, he's been a mercurial soul wherever he's been, regardless of how much money he's made. So I'd rein in your thoughts right there. But answer my question. How recently did you think the Bulls could win a championship?
Well, you know what? I still thought they could do it this year.
Okay. See, I didn't.
But yeah, because it goes back to what we've been saying the entire time. You got to have a couple of superstars that are at superstar level. Derrick Rose used to be.
North
He's
side.
Just not there anymore.
Q, you're on WSCR.
Hey, buddy. Hello. Substitute buddy. How are you?
Hey.
All right.
Look, I come with a message of hope, I think. Right? So I think next year, maybe Fred Hoiberg will learn a little bit more about the NBA game. Maybe he'll have a system. Maybe it'll get a little bit better. I'm in the stage of acceptance now. I know Tibbs is not coming back. I know that's their guy. Fred Hoiberg is here for the foreseeable future. And for next year, you know what? You're going to start off with Jimmy Butler, Derrick Rose, and that's still a pretty good starting point. I don't think it's that bad, but you have
to. It is, though. They can't play together.
Well, but maybe the, one of them finally acquiesces, or maybe Derek just wakes up and realizes it's free agency. But my thing is this. You are now two games out of the ninth seed. This isn't like 2012. 2012, you couldn't get the ninth seed because I think the Bucks were the ninth seed that year, and they were so far below 500, there was no reaching them. You are only two losses out of that ninth seed. I think there's such a thing as the artful tank, and it needs to happen, and I hope they have the foresight to realize that two more playoff games are not worth this chance at a lottery pick here.
Well, I don't know the answer. I do agree with, you know, we read the David Haw column earlier, which is our sort of alarmist fire somebody column, trade somebody column, just because. I do agree that we need to hear from upper management. It's time. It's the All-Star break. Come out. Come out and stand there.
Paxton, you think it'll happen?
Paxton's a big boy. I hope it happens. I think fans are at least owed that. Regardless of, and I don't believe in punitive firings just for show. But I do believe in a general manager standing in front of cameras, answering questions. That kind of accountability is important.
I agree. I don't think you're going to get him you're not going to get complete honesty. Not that he's going to lie to you, but there's going to be a lot of withholding of mm-hmm. what he really thinks, what their plan really is going to be. And like the question you asked earlier, which I think is a totally fair question. In fact, it's a really good one, is at what point did you decide this was the coach and we were doing this, and how much or how many other guys did you vet before you came to this decision? I think that's fair.
What did you miss on? Who did you not hire? Who did you not talk to? Even if you weren't going to hire, even if your mind's made up, you can have these other processes and learn more and find out more and maybe get some new perspectives on somebody who's coming in and making a presentation for what they think the roster can be. Maybe you learn from it and say, hey, you know, that guy was right. Remember what that guy said in the interview about this and this? It's a bad idea. Pretty good. Miami, Florida, Emmanuel is on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
I think as Bulls fans, we have a right to know why this coach was the one selected. Is it because you liked the way he spoke to you? Is it because you liked his style of play? Because it's quite obvious that his style of play is not even close to what we are seeing on the floor. And all these guys just seem totally lost. And it feels like the GM and owner, they basically sat down and said, we are going to force these players, meaning Rose and Butler, you know, for them trying, you know, we're going to force them to coexist with this coach. And it's quite obvious that no matter what message gets thrown out, no matter what gets done to try to fix the issue, it becomes worse.
And the problem is that they specifically explained that the reason behind this hire was to maximize this roster and to legitimize and validate their belief in this roster. They doubled down on it. They didn't go long term. They didn't say eventually this was going to work, be patient. They didn't urge patience. This was a win now move. That's why it's doubly worse to see that the minutes aren't down. The young players are regressing, not just plateauing. Guys are getting worse. The superstars seem indifferent or actively rebellious, and everybody's hurt.
I'm not 100% convinced that he can't be good at the level that he's at now. I don't know that for sure, but I would say that I'm losing confidence like most other people are.
He's Chris Ranji. I'm Dan Bernstein. It's the Boers and Bernstein Show. We will do the second half at the bottom of the hour. There is a crazy story out of New York regarding Derek Fisher, and it would explain a lot. That's one of the things that we'll talk about at 3:30 on The Score.
The Spiegel and Golf Show.
He said the 2011 team did not have more talent than this team. We just tried harder. We played harder. It hurts my heart, is what Taj says. You see what you are? God, I hope they realize
The Spiegel and Golf Show. Weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Network. Surprise and delight your Valentine with a sampler pack of some of the best brownies she will ever taste. They are baked using farm fresh ingredients. It is bliss in every bite. To order and save 10%, use code 2222. Your gift comes specifically packaged with a free personalized gift card. Go ahead, indulge. What are you waiting for? To give the sweetest gift for under $20, use code 2222 at checkout. That's code 2222 to save 10% at VermontBrownie.com. Delivery guaranteed. Hurry. Offer ends soon.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Critics are calling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert ambitiously creative.
I love it, I love it.
Incredibly smart.
Yes!
A winning ticket. Woo! Truly bold television.
You got me.
And the coolest show in late night.
Y'all ready to do this thing?
Find out what all the buzz is about. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, CBS weeknights, or stream it live or on demand.
The hat has spoken!
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of